Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Flashback now to New England's biggest business story of last year. A year ago today, Market Basket workers walked back on the job after forcing the sale of the Tewksbury-based supermarket chain to ousted CEO Arthur T. Demoulas. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch recalls that fight and looks to where the private company is now, 1 year later.
On weekday mornings nowadays, the parking lot at the Somerville Market Basket is nearly full. Store director Joe Amaral can't believe it's been a year since this parking lot was nearly empty for weeks on end.
No, I can't. It's been business as usual for so long, it's hard to even believe it happened.
What happened was a standoff that could have killed the company. Warehouse and distribution workers walked off the job. They were afraid that the controlling members of the Demoulas family just wanted to slash costs and skim profits. Forklift driver Eddie Perez demonstrated outside the company's Andover warehouse and demanded the return of beloved CEO Arthur T. Demoulas.
This is symbolizing something in America. These greedy one percenters cannot just come in here and say, listen, we're going to take from you and we're going to take from you and we're going to keep giving to our rich cousins and our rich family. No, 600 people just crippled a $1 billion company.
A deal finally came 40 days later. Arthur T. Demoulas bought out his cousin and boardroom rival, Arthur S. Demoulas, and a year ago this morning, RDT stood on the back of a pickup truck outside company headquarters and told workers they're simply the best.
The associates of Market Basket, the customers of Market Basket, you and only you have taught the professors and the CEOs that the workplace here at Market Basket is so much more than just a job.
When I came back to work and I saw the customers come in, it was like coming home again. I cried, they cried, we all hugged in the aisles. It was amazing. A family coming together.
26-year employee Teresa McCusker remembers how the Market Basket family got back to work. But it also had new bills to pay. As part of the deal, the company took on more than $1 billion of debt, and customers have noticed.
It isn't quite as cheap.
Rebecca Garland makes a couple of shopping trips each month from her home in Watertown.
Like, I was just noticing the blueberries as I walked in. It's like, whoa, they're more expensive than they are at Star Market. But there are a lot of things here that are still really, really a lot less expensive than other places.
In December, Market Basket ended a year-long discount, effectively raising prices by 4% across the board. Drexel University business professor Daniel Korshin says the interest on the debt has to be paid.
My back-of-the-envelope calculations are that they're paying about $2,000 per store per day.
Korshin has co-written a book called We Are Market Basket. He says the debt is a new reality for a company that used to shun it, but it's manageable, partly thanks to improved customer goodwill.
So if it's a few dollars here, a few dollars there, many people are willing to give the company that leeway to continue that Market Basket experience. And that's really what drove a lot of this loyalty.
Market Basket has added 5 new stores over the past year, with more under construction. And Somerville store manager Joe Amaral says sales at existing stores are expanding, too.
I'd say we were running a couple percentages up.
Employee Teresa McCusker says last summer's standoff generated publicity.
I've lived in Somerville my whole life, and I'm meeting new people that have lived in the Somerville area and are just now coming into the store for the first time because they found out what we're all about.
Market Basket made national news last summer with its loyal, longtime workers. Professor Korshin says the family-owned chain has shown other companies how to perform well and serve their communities. Surveying the full shelves and full shopping carts at the Somerville store, manager Joe Amaral says he's proud of what workers accomplished.
I'm glad it worked out for us, but I certainly wouldn't want to go through that again.
No, he wouldn't. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.